Schools across New York State are entering their first year without religious exemptions for vaccines. As WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, getting vaccines to children in rural parts of the Finger Lakes is not easy.
Kristen Wagner and Chelsea Bailey have had a busy day.
I think we saw 4 families, 19 kids, and we vaccinated with like 47 vaccines or something like that.
Wagner and Bailey work in the public health department in Yates County. They've been out all day visiting the homes of Mennonite families and running immunization clinics for their children.
There's a lot of work that goes into before we even go out into the field.
They do this every year, but the clinics have taken on a special urgency in the last few weeks. That's because earlier this summer, New York State eliminated religious exemptions to vaccinations. Now, a signed doctor's note for a medical exemption is the only legal way out of vaccinations for children attending public or private schools. But Yates County has had to play catch-up because it has the highest rate of religious exemptions in the state. At some Mennonite schools, not a single student was fully vaccinated. Now, as the school year begins, more than 400 children in Yates County are out of date on their vaccinations. Deputy Director of Public Health Sarah Christensen says that's more than the county can physically vaccinate by the legal deadline of 14 days into the school year.
It's not possible. We have a staff of like 4 nurses and myself, so we're going to do the best we can.
She says some parents are rushing to get their children vaccinated, but she expects other families will take their chances, and some school directors will let unvaccinated students attend.
We also know that there will be a segment of the Mennonite community that still choose not to vaccinate, but still want their children to go to school, and then that's on the directors in the state.
The state health department can fine schools up to $2,000 for each student they let in violation of the vaccination requirements. But some schools have proven difficult to contact. WXXI News asked Yates County officials for help contacting the leadership of the Mennonite schools, but those officials declined. They said putting a reporter in touch with school directors could undermine the relationships they've spent years building and jeopardize their ability to immunize children. But it's not just the Mennonite community in Yates County where officials foresee difficulty gaining compliance with the law, although it does fit a regional pattern. Of the 5 counties with the highest rate of religious exemptions to vaccines, 4 of them are in western New York, according to the most recent data available from the state health department. In Livingston County, which has a sizable Amish population, the vast majority of children are up to date on their immunizations, but small pockets of the population remain stubbornly out of reach for the local public health department. Kathy Root, who directs patient services for the Livingston County Department, says she doesn't have a clear view into how some Amish schools are operating.
I know there are little schoolhouses, but like I said, we've never been invited into them, so I can't exactly tell you what their rules are.
In Yates County, too, there's concern that schools might be operating without oversight. The Mennonite population is growing, and Christensen says sometimes new schools open up without anyone in government knowing.
Because the schoolhouses don't specifically have addresses, they're in the middle of fields. They're a one-story schoolhouse.
She says her relationships with the community mean she usually finds out about new schools pretty quickly, but it's still another hurdle in her race to vaccinate every child in the county who's not medically exempt.
If you have an unvaccinated segment of your population, there's always that risk. That's why we're always on our toes here, because we know that measles can happen any day here. The kids die from them.
And Christensen says until the county's immunization rate reaches safe levels, unvaccinated communities are going to be vulnerable to an outbreak. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.